Hello, and welcome to a SearchOracle.com podcast. I'm news editor Mark Fontecchio. With me today is Floyd Teeter, Executive Vice President of Strategy and Products at EIS Technologies, and a well-known Oracle applications expert. Hi, Floyd.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me here. I really appreciate it.
Sure thing. So let's talk about Endeca a little bit. Oracle and others are starting to talk a lot about Endeca. Oracle just recently came out with a new version of it. For those out there who are kind of unfamiliar with it, what is it and what does it do?
Endeca is a different approach to getting insights from your data. Instead of writing queries, instead of putting together custom reports, Endeca gives you almost search-based navigation to define different relationships in data and to bring those to your attention. So relationships that you didn't know you had before in all your data kind of jump off the page at you. In addition to which, it also provides you with exception reporting and exception management, much like what we've seen in Fusion applications. That's really the big win for Endeca, is that it can go through tons and tons of data and discover exceptions or data that lies outside of information thresholds that you've established and brings it to your attention. So you're not writing reports, you're not writing queries. Endeca is presenting that to you. And then you drill down to that search-based navigation.
Can you give me an example of how Endeca or some other similar discovery tool might help get an Oracle Apps guy or a DBA to provide some kind of business value to the company?
Absolutely. And I'm going to go with the Apps guy because one of the big wins, I think, for Oracle has been the Endeca extensions for the E-Business Suite. There's like 15 of them. And I'll say a really good example is something like, and I've seen this use case already, but I can't name the customer. Something like, I've got myriads of outstanding orders for product to be shipped out to customers. Some of those orders are high value, by that I mean a lot of revenue at big margins. Well, if I'm running the E-Business Suite and I'm running the Endeca order management extensions, right out of the box, Endeca can spot those high value orders and kick off your process for expediting those high-value orders. And that's what it brings to your attention. So rather than managing, you know, on a detailed basis, the 14 gazillion orders you've got coming up, you've got going out, you've got these six that are high-value that mean a lot to you. And Endeca helps you keep tabs on those six high-value orders.
Okay, interesting. So just a quick follow-up question. A lot of talk about big data right now. Do you think Oracle fits, you think Endeca fits into that right now? And also, I guess what I'm asking is, you know, how can people out there start to learn about it? Should they, is there something they can download and start, they can start playing with it, or what should they do?
I think there's a play in big data for Endeca. And the reason I say that is because of the way it works with things like visualization, tag clouds. I mean, when I can start relating information on the basis of tag clouds for causes of symptoms or causes of occurrences data, and I can do that quickly in a big data environment where I've got gazillions and gazillions and gazillions of databases being tied together on commodity data, and it can show me the things that I care about most the exceptions to the rule, the high value stuff, or it can do things for me like give me visualizations where I've got a picture in front of me instead of reams and reams and reams of rows and columns. There's definitely a play out there for big data. And I think there are some big data customers or big data experimenters starting to use that. They're starting to use Endeca. Best place to learn more, like anything else with Oracle, go to the Oracle Technology Network. OTN has all sorts of information about all the Oracle technology and all the Oracle applications. If you're not already a member of OTN, you can sign up for free, and then you can download and install things like Endeca, assuming you've got a place to put it, as long as you don't take it into a production environment. You can also grab all the training materials for it, all the collateral, all the research, the white papers. It's all there. Oracle Technology Network, www.oracle.com/OTN.
Okay, great. So, excuse me, let's continue on this theme of big data and move into another recent announcement from Oracle. They announced a new version of their big data appliance. So I'm mostly curious what you think about using an appliance to run applications for big data. Most people think of, nodes and kind of spread out commodity servers when they think of big data. So you think an appliance as a form factor works well in big data?
I think it depends. And I know that's a very lawyerly-like answer, and I'm not a big fan of lawyers, having been one myself, but it depends. It depends on the customer. You'll find some customers that find value in having those disparate nodes and having that widespread community of servers tied together. Then you'll find others that want to centralize everything. And for those customers that are after centralization, an appliance just rocks. The other cool thing that you'll find about appliances is that if you want performance, a well-tuned appliance, tuned appliance just absolutely changes the game. Rather than writing, I'm running this app, it's for 5 operating systems, it's for 6 different databases on 5 certified hardware configurations. My gosh, just go up, look up anything in Oracle certified and you'll see what I'm talking about. But instead, you've got this finely tuned hardware and software technology stack. And it's all tuned up to work together for you, and it's turnkey. Your job is to turn it on. All the tuning's done. That can be a real boon in certain situations. I typically tend to think of scientific research. Going through reams and reams and reams and volumes and volumes and volumes of genetic data and trying to find patterns, trying to find relationships. Not only is that a big data play, but there's so much volume in it, and it's done by so few. Their appliance makes perfect sense. That's a great use case, in my opinion. So, yeah, it depends.
So let me ask you a more general question, because you're out there, you talk to a lot of customers. What kind of traction is Oracle Engineered Systems getting, on the appliance front? They get a lot of different ones, Exadata, Exalogic, Exalytics. You go on and on. I know there's some interest out there from talking to users myself, but I'm kind of curious what you're hearing, what you're seeing. Are people actually buying these? Are they too expensive for them to buy? would they like to buy them, but they can't, or are they actually buying them, depending on the size of the company?
I'll be blunt, and people at Oracle may line me up against the wall and hand me a blindfold of cigarette and shoot me for saying this. But for most customers, an appliance, an Oracle Distributed System is probably overkill.
Mm-hmm.
The thing you got to remember is that at the end of the day, and this is where you always keep an eye on it and you follow the money, 60% of Oracle's revenue comes from 2,000 customers. And they're 2,000 very large customers. And in that customer's set, we're starting to see traction. You've got some customers that do massive amounts of data integration, data research, business intelligence. Those are the types of customers that we see looking hard at the EXA box product line. And it's pretty compelling. For example, not to get terribly religious on you, but I live in Salt Lake City. And of course, the big influence here is the LDS Church. The LDS Church is a big buyer of Exadata boxes and Exalogic boxes because of all that genealogical data they want to go through. Idaho National Labs is another customer that's expressed some strong use case for engineered systems. Oracle sold a couple of engineered systems into Greece last year, and you can know the economy in Greece. You can imagine what a challenge that is. So there are customers out there finding value and actually working very hard, thinking that this is the best value for my organization, it's the best value for my enterprise. So with big organizations, absolutely there's a play there if you have lots and lots and lots of heavy BI or heavy data and you need something that's very finely tuned all the way across the entire technology stack, hardware and software. Yeah, that makes sense. For somebody who's running a real estate holding company and their total revenues are $200 million a year, you know what? An engineered system is going to be overkill, at least on premise. Those are the kind of customers, when they talk engineered system, you start to talk cloud.
I think that'll do it. Floyd, thanks a lot for talking to us. I really appreciate it.
Happy to do it.